Well, speaking of movies, I did also see, I did finally see Love Hearts. Love Hurts?
Love Hurts. Love,
Heart, love, yeah. The serial killer one. The, I didn't think much of that movie either. So far that.
I had fun with that movie.
Too. I was kind of disappointed in that one. Because his last movie, did you guys see Werewolf Within?
That was his last movie? Oh, you remember the director? Movie.
The director, yeah.
Oh, see, for me, I went to the movie for the writers. Because the writers is the one that does. Oh, you're talking about Love Hurts or you're talking about Hard Eyes?
Which was the slasher movie?
Hard Eyes. Love Hurts is the one with the guy.
Ki-Wan.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's Hard Eyes, I guess. That's the one I saw.
Oh, okay.
And that guy's last movie was Werewolf Within, which I loved and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like Werewolf
Within. I didn't think much of this one.
I like Hard Eyes quite a bit, actually, because of the mashup of it all.
The thing is, I thought they would commit. I thought, when I was under the impression that they would commit to the lovey-dovey, rom-com stuff at all.
But did. It seems like they didn't commit to it.
I think there was too sarcastic. Sorry. I think they were too meta about it.
Hello, we're here.
Hi, guys. I'm so sorry. I thought it was a 9 for some reason in my head. No.
We're just arguing about films.
We were just arguing.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyways. What's going on? What are we arguing about?
Captain America movie.
I didn't get. Yeah, I was too lazy to go out today. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Is it like
it was raining?
Is it raining? I thought it was a snowstorm.
Snowstorm yesterday, and then it was rain, like mix of rain today. So it's just gross outside. It's not a day to go out.
It could turn just like that.
No, we're all here. It's a foursome.
What could we? Yeah. Well, how about we get a threesome? I can just step back.
What's going on? Why do you want to step out?
I wasn't prepared for this. I thought it was just gonna be ladies' night, so I didn't prepare any segments or anything like that.
The best shows are when we're not prepared.
Exactly.
Well, how are we supposed to talk about anything if I don't have anything to prepare?
We'll come up with something.
As the
conversation flows.
The only thing I have is the WhatsApp. I got the WhatsApp ready to go.
Okay, there we go. That's what we need.
I still need two segments.
What segment?
Okay, fine. We need one segment then. I got something for
We'll talk about something along the way that'll trigger something, another conversation, and then boom, there you go. We'll have a 2-hour conversation.
No, it's like Albert. You've been on this podcast before, right? I mean, it's not the first time you showed up, right? Yes. Good Lord.
Okay, you know, fine. All right, here we go then. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
This is Johnny.
This is Anna.
So Anna, you had a scare today. Tell us what happened.
I did. Oh my God. So I had to go to urgent care today, and this is the second time I've gone to urgent care in like the last 2 months. So this year has been a roller coaster.
What happened?
I had like a cyst on my leg, and it was so bad that I couldn't walk. And so I was doing all the things, you know, like taking a warm bath, putting a hot compress, ice, vapor, everything I could. I was Googling everything, and I was putting
it on. Did you put Vicks on it?
Yeah, I put Vicks on it. And I think it worked because it you know, kind of helped move it along. But the pain was so bad where I was like, I actually can't really function. And it's like, you know, it's so bad that that's all I can think about. So finally, I was like, you know what? It's 2:00. I had so many plans today, and I have been bedridden. So I was like, as much as I don't want to go, I really need to go to urgent care, because I was to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take a needle and poke myself, but I'm like, I don't trust myself. I'm scared. I don't know. So finally, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go, and I went to the one by my house. It was really close, and so. I waited about an hour, and I got to see the doctor, and I'm a wimp. I will be the first one to admit it. Yes, I have tattoos, but boy, believe me, it takes me forever to get there. But anyway, she took the needle, and she poked, like, she had to poke it, like, to relieve the pressure, and I thought I was going to die. I literally was like, this is where I die. And after that, I was like, oh my God, I can live again. But anyways, you know, she helped me out. You know, I got my antibiotics. I, you know, was told the aftercare, what I need to do, what I need not to do, and going forward, what I should do to take care of myself better. But I was like, okay, that's great. And then I was just thinking about, like, the fact that the last time this happened, a long, long time ago, I had called a regular doctor, and they were like, oh, you're in pain. Well, the next opening is, like, 6 months from now, so I'm going to put you down. And I'm just classic. Like, I know. I'm just like, why did I ever, like, cause that's one of the main reasons why I always hold off going to the doctor, because I'm like, what's the point? Like, I hear so many people like, oh, I'm sick. I went to the doctor the next day. I'm like, how? Who is your doctor? Because I cannot get in for the life of me. And that's why a lot of times I don't want to go, because I'm like, it takes too long. Yeah, it's so pointless. And they're just going to tell you, oh, you need to rest, or it's stress. But going.
Well, like, if you have the flu, it's already gone by the time you see them.
Exactly. Okay, sorry.
Just for my clarification, I'm Google imaging cysts on legs and stuff. They can be small as a pimple, but they can be big as a like a tennis ball. What are we talking about? What size was yours?
Marble
size. So yeah, that's a pretty good size.
Especially if it's on your leg, you're walking on it.
Just one. No, she said like it was so swollen even though she was going to, you know, try to take care of it the best she could, she's like, I it's not gonna look better because it's so swollen, because the tissue underneath is so swollen. And she's like, it's too close to an artery, like, we just have to be really, really careful. We're gonna have to let nature take its course. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. At least I know, like, because I was like, well, like, hopefully it'll drain. She's like, it will. And I'm like, okay, like, for me,
did they squeeze it afterwards?
Oh, she did.
The pop and squeeze.
But the pain was I was at a 20, rating 20 out of 10. And then after she lanced it, it was like a 10 out of 10. So I was fine. I was like, oh, this is nothing.
Like, it just relieved the pressure.
How soon after they pierced it that you felt better?
Literally, like, after. So it was like three pierces. After the second one, yeah, she pierced it three times. Mm. After the second one, the third one didn't hurt so much. And then when she went in with the blade, I was like, oh, do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I don't. Like, I'm good. Like, just, I already
get it out.
Yeah, and so you know, it was instant relief. And because she's like, "How does the pain feel now?" I was like, "I actually feel like I can live another day."
Yeah.
huge difference.
And going back to what you guys were saying about like urgent care to me has become like a primary avenue to get like medical relief and stuff. Like, getting a primary doctor is just like a joke now. What's the point? My nephew was sick for about a week, and just an interesting full disclosure, my brother works for USC Keknik, right? And they have really good insurance. They have I've got a name of it, but anyway, it's like really good insurance because he works for SC and stuff like that. But even with that good insurance, when he called up the primary doctor, it's like, hey, my nephew's been sick for my son's been sick for a week. He hasn't gone to school for like a week. When's his earliest appointment? It's like 2 weeks. Like, 2 weeks. What's the point? What's the point of all this? You know what I mean? So yeah.
What was the reason?
Yeah. So my whole thing, like, anytime I'm sick now or anything, have something going on, I don't bother going making an appointment with a doctor. I just go to urgent care, pay the $80 copay, and that's it. You know what I mean? The only thing I go to my primary doctor for is my yearly checkup. That's it.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, I don't really know the doctor. Yeah, she was very like, next time this happens, you have to come in immediately. And I was like, yeah, okay. Now I know, you know, I feel better going to urgent care. I just don't want to go to the doctor and they tell me, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, because that pisses me off.
What was the wait time for the urgent care?
So I waited about an hour. If I would have done the check-in at home. Yeah, like if I would have, I looked at it in the morning. If I would have booked the appointment and done the check-in, it would have been a lot quicker. But I kept, like you say, no, you didn't want to go. So by the time I did go, you know, it was like an hour. It wasn't too bad.
An hour in the middle of winter during a bad flu season? I don't think that's bad.
And it was empty. Yeah, like people started showing up, but they're like, oh, I already have an appointment. I checked in. And so that was fine. But for overall, I was like, oh, this isn't too bad. I can, you know, do everything at home and then just show up. So overall, it wasn't too bad of a wait, I feel like. Because the last time I went to urgent care, it was about an hour as well. Mm-hmm. So not bad. You just sit in the lobby and that's it. Mm-hmm. And then I call my mom. And of course, my mom makes it about herself. Because she's like, you know, trust me. I could have gone with you. I was like, mom, I could barely drive myself. Okay. I have to go pick you up. And then we have to go to urgent care. I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry. I cannot take care of you during this. I need to take care of myself.
Wait, I'm thinking like she was going to offer to pick you up and take you. No. But you'd have to go pick her up. And then
I was like,
take yourself, basically.
This doesn't sound like a two-person job. This doesn't sound like a two-person job. You know
what I mean?
No, it wasn't. It's a sis on a leg and stuff. What happened at urgent care was about what you expected, right? They lanced it, they gave you some antibiotics, that's it, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Everything that was going to happen, happened. But I was like, I was in a lot of pain, so like, I have nobody's hand to hold. But then that's when my mom was like, you don't trust me, you could have taken me with you. It's like, oh man, I had to get myself to urgent care. You were not going to drive me.
Well, I'll leave that. Yeah, it's fine. It's not two person. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, so one person, you know, get in, get out, pretty much. So, urgent care, I'm sorry I ignored you for so long, but you are my go-to person now.
Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah. Well, unless it's a ER situation, urgent care is the way to go.
I mean, but sometimes even between urgent care and ER, I sometimes will choose urgent care because, like, the wait time in ER, if you're not bleeding or, you know, dying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
You're dying. You're not, they're not going to look at you.
Yeah.
But urgent care in traditionally isn't a 24-hour thing, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There are 24-hour urgent cares.
Oh, really?
Not the ones around me. Not the ones I've been to.
Not the ones around me and Jamie.
Not the ones around me either. Surprisingly, even here in the city, like there's animal emergency hospitals that are 24/7, but not for humans.
That's true. There is one nearby me that's 24/7 for animals.
There's one by my work, and then there's one tied to the hospital here that is an urgent care, so it's open 24/7. That's where I took my mom when she ended up in the hospital last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Because when I had a thing that happened to me last year, I had to go to the ER. Urgent care wasn't an option. So
I think the ones around me, I think just regular 9 to 5, I think, for the most part.
Pretty much like walk-in doctor's offices where you can just make an appointment same day if they have anything available.
This podcast is a pro-urgent care podcast. I think that's what we're saying.
Yes.
We support it.
All right. It's the 846th episode of the show, and as of this recording, it's currently 2:09 a.m., February 17, 2025, in Caernarfon, Wales, UK. And it's time we take a look and see what's up. I don't know how to spell it. Caernarfon. Caernarfon?
Let me see how this is.
Wales, United Kingdom.
I think the Welsh people, they want to say this. If it's taking place in Wales, they just want to be, they don't want the UK part. I think they just want the Wales.
Just say
part.
Wales.
Say Wales.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a whole thing there.
How dare you?
Yeah. Don't side with the colonizer, is what we're saying. We're anti colonizer podcast.
Yes, we are. Screw you, colonizers. They colonize all of us.
Are you guys familiar with the person Rhiannon Evans? Rhiannon Evans, age 25, was recently fined.
That's why.
It was recently fined and given a restraining order after she admitted harassing her boyfriend's ex by sending her a series of farting videos.
What?
Evans sent at least 8 videos to Deborah Prytrek, where she can be seen laughing while placing a camera on her bottom and then passing gas directly into the lens.
I think it's sexual harassment. What do you think of that?
And the courts agree. She had to plead guilty for, quote-unquote, wreaking havoc on her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend by sending the cyber farts.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what her fines are?
What?
Okay. Are these like autoplay videos? Because you don't have to press play.
I don't. No, I mean you send you a video message.
I die of curiosity.
That is a good point, though. I mean, if she sent the video, wouldn't you see her bunghole and you're like, why would I click on that? Right.
And also, this podcast is an anti-victim blaming podcast. What do you think of that? Why are you blaming the victim?
I'm sorry, Albert. You sent me a lot of videos. I don't watch any of those.
Yeah, that makes a really good point. So you're saying it's the victim's fault for pressing play?
Yeah. Hold on a second. The video they sent, the screen cap, the image is a butt. You're going to say you're going to turn that down. You're going to say no to a butt.
Yes.
This is a no butt sometimes. Podcast, is what you're saying.
We are
I
no
don't
butt.
Like where this is going.
When it
like
is
this.
Coming from my cousin, it is just weird.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Okay, well,
was the butt exposed, by the way? Is that curiosity?
I don't know. That's a good point, actually. It doesn't say whether it's an exposed butt or it's just like, you know,
underneath her butt skirt kind of thing. Yeah. You know? I don't know. But she's fine for this. You know, nowadays, apparently, you can be fine for this. For the harassing part, but not for the farting part, but the harassing part.
I think it's one of those things where they want to take that sort of thing, I guess, seriously. I mean, we're having laughs and stuff like that. But, you know, there are cases where, you know, exes go to, you know, the current significant other and just, you know, do harm and stuff like that, actual harm and stuff like that. So I think that's what they're trying to prevent.
So what will your guess be is her fine for her ass thing?
500 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I already have it converted to dollars. I don't know what the pounds is anymore.
Oh, okay.
dollars.
Community service.
Is there like a
$100?
I mean, we all know what 69 means, but is there like a normic thing for like butt stuff or farting? Is there something equivalent to that? I don't know.
She was fined around $373 US, including $124 in compensation to her victim.
Okay, I was almost right.
Is that what it is in UK in pounds?
I have no idea. Like around, but it is like, okay. if you add that up, yeah. No, it's more like 400 pounds, maybe. Maybe 350. I don't know.
Okay.
Something like that.
Maybe they
I wasn't keeping count.
Maybe she buys her like a bunch of canned beans or something like that. I don't know what the joke is.
She can always recoup that. Remember that girl that sold a $20,000 jar of fart?
Oh, that's right. She bottled the fart, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here. I went click on another article. It's
she was on 90 Day Fiancé.
yes, that person. 300 pounds, including $100 compensation for the victim and 199 pounds for court costs.
There you go. Hope it was worth it.
It also says here the court ordered Evans to attend 15 rehabilitation sessions, abstain from drinking for 2 months. And avoid contacting prior to 2 years.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, right? There must be some sort of court order for them, for her not to make any further contact and stay away from them and stuff, right? I think that's the most important thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is she's single.
So that's around $650 US dollars.
Sure.
Yeah, it's around 516 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to China here. A female gamer in China. A lot of people were surprised at how she looked like in real life. But this one doesn't need some kind of an image that you guys need to see, listeners. I'll put it in the show notes.
Just lies.
Take a look.
Just lies. Those filters are just lies.
So her avatar is an avatar of like a really, really skinny, pretty girl kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then when she won an award, she actually won an award for online gaming, that kind of thing. People get to see what she looked like in real life. And she doesn't look like that person.
Yeah.
So the personality's name is Yu Chong.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were shocked. So
yeah.
And she's like, I'm not hiding anything. That's my avatar. You know, you've seen me in other videos when I play the games and you can see what I actually look like. So I don't know why people are like surprised, you know, kind of thing. Oh, but at the same time, though, is should you change your avatar to look like somebody, you know.
That's precisely the point of an avatar. But is like, that you don't look like, it doesn't look like you.
Well, I shouldn't use Michael B. Jordan as my avatar, is what you're saying.
Well, nowadays you really should. But
like my LinkedIn profile does not, I mean, it looks like me, but it's not really me.
But I feel like that's true too. But I feel like her avatar is like a totally different person. Or maybe it is a filter. I don't know. But
maybe that's what she looked like when she was super skinny.
No, she wasn't like that. Yeah. She was, yeah. It's like
I mean, is it any worse than those who actually, what's the word? Catfish? And like, have you seen those men that do the Asian girl makeup? And it's just insane. They look nothing like
who they're portraying. That big of a deal. So this is, like you guys said, this is an avatar. We're not talking about catfish and stuff like that. If you want to go down like a rabbit hole of Chinese, like unfilter themselves, you can just go down, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Chinese girls removing the filters, their makeup and stuff like that. It's like a real, real transformation.
It's
the avatars.
But also it's like if you're playing Street Fighter 2, right? Like and you chose Chun-Li as your avatar. Yeah. Are you going to come out looking like Chun-Li if you win the tournament?
These are just corny guys online just being
mad. They're just mad that that this girl didn't turn out looking the way they thought they were jerking off to.
This is a misogyny. We're an anti-misogyny podcast.
Exactly.
I can speak for everybody here.
Exactly. All right, moving on.
From the guy who says butt stuff all the time.
Hey, butt stuff is what do you call it? That's not misogyny. Anybody can do butt stuff. You know? That's gender neutral.
Okay. I'm going to bury the headline for this because I feel like I shouldn't spoil it. But there's this woman who went to Reddit and she was confused because she's noticing that her house are starting to have like a discoloration around it, right? Like she's saying that everything in her house is turning green.
Inside her house. Oh, okay.
Right. And she said here, I'm reading for an article on Vice.com. She goes, at first it was just my cat. And then it became my bed sheets, my feet, my couch, my phone charger, and now my wall.
And is she a Hulk?
She's like, she explained that she had no clue what was going in, what was causing it. Mm-hmm. She thought it was mold. She thought maybe it was laundry detergent pods, you know, all this stuff. She even brought her cat to the vet. And the vet was like, we don't know what's going on here. Just like, we don't know. Something's not wrong with your cat. Just fur is turning green. There was stain everywhere. So she went on Instagram and somebody on Reddit told her, do you wear Old Navy jeans? Cause Old Navy jeans have a habit of staining everything. Mm-hmm. No, I've had Old Navy jeans.
I saw this one.
Okay, no spoiler. So, I've had Old Navy jeans in the past, and I never had this problem. How about you guys?
It's a woman thing.
Yeah, it's called. Yeah, it's when it's not cropped correctly, or it's not the dye on jeans, especially it's not washed correctly, or you haven't washed it and you're just wearing it right away. This is why you need to wash things before you wear it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's also married, by the way. And so her and her husband doesn't wear Old Navy, right? So she has no idea what was going on. And then she kind of like, somebody said here, it's like, I hate to break it to you, but there might be another reason why this is happening. And she did a little investigation and then she found out her husband was cheating on her with this girl. Who, sure enough, had Old Navy jeans.
Oh, I thought it was with the cat.
And that's how you find out you are being cheated on.
Yes. Through the cat, through the green cat, and then Old Navy.
Why was it green, though? Why isn't it blue?
I don't know.
The jeans, that's so weird. Like, was this, and then if it's always green, like, was this girl constantly wearing green and she never washed her jeans? That's gross.
I don't know. The way it played out here was like when she saw the suggestion from the Redditor, like, well, maybe your husband's cheating on you with somebody who wears Old Navy jeans. And she's like, she just laughed, like, ha ha ha. And then what she did was she quickly checked the joint account and then noticed that there were purchases for Old Navy.
How young was her?
Yeah. So, and then her husband was doing the whole like, oh, I'm going to work late kind of thing. And then she noticed like certain DMs and people he's following. And there was like some sexy Instagram DMs from a woman who wears Old Navy jeans, you know, kind of thing. So, wow. Imagine how this is how you find out. Like the headline does say, woman found out about her husband's affair because her cat turned green. So,
How did the cat turn green? Like, was this girl
rubbing herself all over things?
Sweating profusely? While rubbing herself on things? Like,
I don't know.
What in the...
the one thing missing from this article is a statement from Old Navy. Don't you think Old Navy would be like, hey, guys, you know what?
They don't care.
They don't care.
They could care less about anything.
Clearly somebody failed the testing audit.
Yeah. I mean, that is enough for me to convince me never to go to Old Navy. So... Sorry, Old Navy.
Listen, I have two pairs of Old Navy pants and I regret both of them.
I actually like my Old Navy pants that I bought like when I used to wear like a couple of decades ago. I was just gonna say,
was it 20 years ago when you bought it?
So that's a thing that's present tense now? This thing is happening?
Well, jeans, clothes in general are just not as good as they used to be.
Yeah.
I suppose that's true too.
Quality sucks.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm not the fashion expert. That's for ladies' nights. So
ladies' night.
And that's what's up. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Trends, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram, Blue Sky Trends, and Letterbox at Albert5x5.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say LinkedIn.
I know. I was about to say LinkedIn. I'm like, not LinkedIn. Letterboxd. I hate LinkedIn. I don't even know why it exists. Well, I know why it exists, but yeah.
Did I tell my LinkedIn story? Oh, sorry. You go.
Oh, tell the LinkedIn story before I get it.
No. Let's do our things and then I'll save it.
We'll do after credits.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Ruthie. You can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINGOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show that's found on whowhatwheresway.com. Before we wrap things up, I want to hear about this LinkedIn story. Go ahead, Anna.
I got an invite from someone and they messaged me and stuff and I was like, maybe we know each other. And then he was asking me these questions and he was like, are you Asian? And I was like, no. And he's like, because you look Asian. He's like, yeah, he was like starting to hit on me. He's like, you're really pretty, but you look Asian. And I was like, what does that have to do with LinkedIn? Like, we are at a work professional platform, sir.
That's the number one use of LinkedIn. That's to hit on people.
It is.
Over there.
Is it
really?
It's weird.
Yes.
I do get
I don't know what the official use of the LinkedIn is. I don't know anybody that's actually got jobs on LinkedIn. It's just another way for guys to be slimy.
I have heard that LinkedIn is supposed to be literally one of the most used social media sites in the world. And I'm like,
useless?
I'm,
you mean
no,
useless?
Well, useless, it's useless. But a lot of people are on it, and I'm like, I'm just boggles my mind.
Because we've all gotten what's the word? We've all gotten bamboozled into thinking that it works. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go with the story, Anna. Go.
No, it was just that. Like, you just started hitting on me, and it's like, you look Asian. Why are you Asian?
That's the correct use. I don't know why you're mad. That's the correct use of LinkedIn. So why you're mad?
You know, like, it's funny because you look at my picture, and I don't look Asian at all. I look very, very Latin American passing.
Do you know there's a lot of people who look Asians, but they're not Asian? You know,
that's true. That's true.
Most recent event is Mikey Madison. A lot of people, Mikey Madison, the girl from Inora. A lot of
people. She doesn't look Asian at all. I thought she was Russian.
Okay. A lot of people thought she was Asian, especially when she was in Scream. When she was in Scream, a lot of people thought she was Asian. Did you guys watch her in Scream?
Fair skin? Like, that's kind
of... I saw her in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's the first time I saw her.
Oh.
Well, I saw the movie and I don't remember her. But
no, she's at the end. She's one of the Manson girls.
Oh, okay. But I do remember her in Scream.
Yeah, same here.
And honestly, I thought she was Asian in Scream. Yeah. So you know, so when Inora comes along, I'm like, wait, she's not Asian? Sure.
Was that? She's not even close to being Asian. I don't think she's. I think she's Jewish. I think or European stuff.
No. She's nowhere close to being Asian. You're true. I mean, ethnicity wise. I'm talking about look wise.
Yeah.
She can kind of pass as that Euro that mix kind of thing.
Oh, the Kazakhstan.
Yeah, because you know, like a lot. If you want to have a really pretty, really good looking baby, you mix an Asian with a white person. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of strategy. And I thought she was one of those. So, but she's nowhere close to being Asian. You know, so except for the continent, maybe. but yeah, it's like
interesting.
Yeah, Mikey Madison.
Well, she could be like Russian descent too. Some Russians have those Asian eyes.
Mm-hmm. I just googled it right now, and there's a Reddit post here. Is why is everyone calling Mikey Madison Asian? Or this year's I thought Mikey Madison was Asian. You know, it's like. It is like a thing. A dumb question. Is Mikey Madison Asian? You know, so it is a thing. Like, people think that she's Asian. So yeah.
Because she got chinky eyes.
Looks more Asian than Olivia Munn. Well, I don't get it. Like, she doesn't look that Asian.
I know.
I guess it's the eyes, Ruthie. You're right. I guess it's the eyes.
Yes, I went there.
You can go there. You can say it. I can't say it.
I guess.
I'm surprised Jaming didn't beat me to it.
I was waiting for Jaming, but he muted it. He's done. He's gone.
Did he just dip?
No, he's there. But
he's watching basketball.
Yeah, he's watching basketball.
All right. Okay. This was episode 846 of the Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who Was Worst Wire production. You know, I think it will be remiss of me to not mention Cobra Kai in one sense, because Cobra Kai just had its series finale, and my God, I love that show. It is, it'll go down as one of my favorite shows ever, and it's completely targeted towards me because I grew up in Karate
Kid. Why don't you save it for the recommendation section?
Yeah.
I have something else for recommendation, as I usually do.
You can have two.
Yeah. I can have two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
You can take mine.
What?
My place.
No. My place too. No, that's fine. It's fine.
Because I'm always unprepared.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Cobra I'm going to go on my weird tangent for my discussion point.
Mm. But Cobra Kai, the whole series is done. They ended pretty satisfying, very satisfying, very emotional, I would say. And fantastic. It completely...
Yeah, is this part of the show? Is this part of the podcast?
I don't know. What are we doing?
I'm just so confused right now. Never mind the Cobra Kai of it all. I'm just confused. I thought we were jumping to the next segment.
So, it's the after credits, guys. Come on, after credits.
It's the after credits.
We already had after credits.
That was before
we did a 10-minute bit about some girl's eyes. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, my gosh. I'll revisit this next episode.